The Pain Mistresses, Episode 6, Humiliation. Humiliation can be so much fun. Don't you just love mocking those men and exposing them for everything that's wrong with them?
I know I do. I always get a wonderful laugh when I see their shortcomings and lack of masculinity.
Oh, but no, both you sexy mistresses know my love for humiliation. Hell, I think I hold a master's degree in it. Whether it be verbal or small cocks, I love erotically humiliating men and doing it in all sorts of ways that, well, allow my creativity to flow freely. I'll humiliate all shapes, sizes, and varieties. The best type, I think, is when they never see it coming. But you know what does irk me? Minutemen. Talk about some seriously addicted strokers. Jeez, they forever have their hands down their pants, and just when the heat begins to build, they're done. Really? That's just pitiful. Maybe they can't get it from a real woman, and that's why they're so quick to spurt their jizz and call it a day. Or maybe their cock is so damn small that all it takes is a stiff breeze, and they're just through. What do you think, Miss Christine? You have any good punishment ideas? Because I'm all out of Nerf gun bullets.
Oh, we definitely need to decide on a fitting punishment here. And I tell you who's on my list today. All those dirty little cum eaters. And yes, that does include those of you who tell me you're going to eat it for me and tried to eat it for me, but just couldn't do it in the end. When I say I want you to eat your cum for me, I mean it. And when you don't, well, it just makes me want to cover your face and come. So what do you think about that? Does the idea of wearing your own spunk all over your face make you squirm in your seat? I bet. And then I'll use my fingers to slowly push every bit of that jizz right in that mouth of yours. And how do I plan to get your cum all over your face, you ask? Well, maybe I'll just roll those legs of yours right over your head and sit down on your ass. And while I stroke you and point it right towards your face, well, we'll both know that's where it's going. What about you, Miss Delia? Do you love to humiliate, and how will you punish them?
Oh, my goodness. Those cum eaters. I do kind of like those, but you know what? There is one thing that really gets to me, and I actually have a gallery to prove it. I love to punish those wimpy guys with those little tiny dicks. I mean, think about it. Instead of a nice, thick, satisfying, yummy cock, all they have to offer is a tiny little pencil dick. No, wait, a needle dick. Something about the size of a Tootsie Roll or a chapstick. Oh, my goodness. Teeny-weeny, shriveled, little, short-dicked man. Do they ever really think that that tiny little nub could ever satisfy a woman? Those pathetic, tiny dickheads are so funny. I really can't help but laugh when I talk about them. So, I don't know. Instead of strokes, I think they should get slapped. And instead of real humping, they should only be allowed to hump the air, because if you think about it, that's what it must feel like to a real woman. Or they really should just be put in chastity. Oh, ladies, I think that we all love humiliation. And for all of you listening, with the Pain Mistresses, you will learn how to experience both physical and emotional pain.
We're waiting for you.
Until next time.
Aren't you curious? Aw, come on, admit it. You are. This is Mistress Slum of www.femdom-domain.com.
And this is Mistress Christine at mistressphonesexcalls.com.
And this is Mistress Delia of begformistress.com. Now you can read any of us at thepainmistress.com/blog, or give us a call for your dose of humiliation at 800-730-7415.